Students at Leland High School are putting on a musical this weekend. It's a murder mystery, and the audience votes on who the murderer is.
I warn the kids, you know, they might choose the same person every night, or, you know, you may never get to be the murderer. So.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. When Charles Dickens died in 1870, he left his last novel, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, unfinished. All we know for certain is that the title character, Edwin Drood, mysteriously disappears. A musical based on that story assumes Drood has been killed.
Landless, where is Edwin Drood?
The students at Leland High School are rehearsing Drood.
From the opening, can everybody use their places?
Thank you.
The Mystery of Edwin Drood is a play within a play. The students play a troupe of actors in Victorian England who then portray characters in Dickens' unfinished novel. The plot centers around finding out who killed Edwin Drood.
Tonight, however, when we reach that point beyond which Charles Dickens wrote no more, I shall be asking you to vote upon key questions regarding the outcome of our plot. Our company will then make its most honest effort.
In addition to picking the killer, the audience identifies the detective and two lovers. There's an element of improv to the performance.
There's a lot of endings, actually. I think there are like five or six people who could be the killer, five people who could be lovers, and then another five people who could be the detectives. Any kind of mix of that.
That's Isaac Diedenbach, a senior in the show.
So yeah, we got to be really prepared, you know, a lot of different endings.
And students like Gerardo Vasquez want to be those characters.
I'm basically competing with everybody to see if I can be the murderer.
So you want to be the murderer?
A little bit, yeah. I think the murderer and the lover is what I'm trying to shoot for in this show. So.
And why is that?
Because who doesn't love being creepy in front of a ton of people and get the girl at the end of the show?
Plus, that person also gets to sing a song at the end of the show.
They very much are going to be upstaging each other and trying to win the audience's affection.
That's Jeremy Evans, the theater director at Leland High School. He says Drood is relatively unknown because it hasn't been performed a whole lot. He himself has never seen it done before. He's just heard the music. With the actors portraying actors who play characters, he says it can seem complicated at first.
I think that's why a lot of people don't do it, is if you look at it on the page, you go, that's really hard. But in actuality, once you figure it out, it's really quite simple.
It hasn't been exactly simple for Gia Haddock, the senior who plays Drood. She plays a woman actor, Alice Nutting, who plays Edwin Drood. That's how the original show was written.
So it's kind of hard because I do a lot of character work. I had to, like, do character work for Alice Nutting and then do the character work for Drood. And so it was just really interesting to see, like, how Alice Nutting would do character work for playing Edwin Drood. It was, like, two different layers I had to go through.
Surely you've not forgotten that Rose and I are soon to be wed.
That's Gia playing Drood.
It has not quite slipped my mind.
Here, Edwin Drood is talking about his fiancée with his uncle.
Yes, a tedious ceremony in your creaking cathedral, John. Then off with my wonderfully pretty child bride off to dusty Egypt, where I intend to shake things up a bit.
It is certain, then. Egypt seems a desperate great distance.
Indeed it is, John.
During the show, the audience picks the lovers and detective by applause. To pick the killer, though, the cast goes into the audience and tallies votes. Once the results come in, actors like Emmy Alflin have to remember what comes next.
There's six men that they could pick me to fall in love with, so I have to memorize like a little paragraph for each guy. So when they announce like Helena Landless and Bazzard, so I have to be like, oh, Bazzard's line, Bazzard's love line, and then I have to say it.
Do you know?
Yeah, I do. Should I say it? Bazzard, it seems both of us have an interest in amateur theatrics. Shall we not meld our mutual talents and leave this limiting city? And then he says something, and then we sing a song.
The Mystery of Edwin Drood runs the next two weekends with shows Thursday through Saturday. For more information, go to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.
Look at him.
I rest my case.
Well, there you are.
There you are.
And it matters not to me what part of town.